All right. We've been listening. Actually, a lot of people may have been hearing it. We hear some of the angelic voices of Notable Blend in the last half hour or so, practicing and warming up for some of the music that they're going to be playing for us this morning. I keep saying playing. They don't have instruments. Notable Blend is a women's a cappella chorus, a barbershop type chorus, and I tell you, I've been following them every once in a while, and Sandy Jackson, one of our good friends who belongs to the Notable Blend, knows that I constantly talk about them on the air every once in a while. And who would like to be a spokesperson first to give us a little information on Notable Blend? Name, rank, and serial number. How you doing?
Joy Titus. I've been with the group since its founding in 1999. Mm-hmm. We started with just 8 voices, and we've grown now to 21 voices.
21 voices, and you've got a good season coming up again this
busy
year.
Busy season, actually, really busy.
Yeah. Before we start listening to some music, Joy, you've got a nice little show coming up this coming Saturday.
Yep. This Saturday we're going to be right here in Attleboro. Mm-hmm. We're singing at the
Brookdale.
That's right.
I know more than so. Brookdale Senior Living, which was used to be the Canterbury Woods on Garfield Avenue, which many years. Before we start doing a little music, why don't we introduce people on here? We'll start with this lady right here.
Hey, I'm Anita Newman. I sing.
You got to go closer.
I sing tenor, which is really soprano, but we call it tenor. And
how long have you been with us, Anita?
I've been with them for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So this is my second year.
Excellent. Okay. We had Joy here a little while ago. And
hi, I'm Diane Zanetti. I live in Marshfield, and I've been singing barbershop for about 25 years and with Notable Blend for about 5 years.
Excellent. Next in line.
As I said, I've been with the group for 16 years, but I sang with A Classic Sound, another barbershop group, for 3 years prior to that.
Hi, Marianne Flurry from Middleborough. I sing lead, and I've been with the group for about 5 or 6 years.
Excellent.
Sandy Jackson from Attleboro. I've been with the group for 4 years, maybe. And I used to sing with the Harmonettes back in the late 70s, early 80s, and a short term with the Classic Sound.
Excellent. And
Sue Merrow. I also live in Attleboro, and I sing baritone with Sandy. And I've been singing with Notable Blend probably about 12 or 13 years.
And I tell you, I've caught many of your shows here and there, Attleboro, Norton, and all these other different places. The annual Christmas show that you had last year at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian. Joy, for a second, I know that that you do your rehearsals at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church, and it's basically, as you mentioned earlier before, it is open to the public if people want to listen to some of the sounds as well.
Definitely, we're open. Every rehearsal is an open rehearsal, so people can come and listen. If you like what you hear, you can join us and sing, but it's just for women, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the time that you do the rehearsals?
Yeah, our rehearsals are 7 to 9 every Wednesday, except for maybe Christmas and New Year's weeks.
Right.
Those 2 weeks we take off.
And what do you have planned for us this morning?
We've got a nice sampling from what we call our regular repertoire, which we sing, 11 months of the year. And then we have some holiday songs because in a couple, not that long, two and a half weeks, we're going to start singing that straight for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a little sampling of both.
Sounds good.
Do, 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 do. Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Cup of Java.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm the coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boston beans, soybean, lima bean, string bean. I'm not keen about a bean unless it is a cherry coffee bean. Oh, I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. the auntie and the jobbin' in me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy.
Nice job there. Boy, I tell you, when you hear something like that, who doesn't want to have a cup of coffee, especially with a little Bailey's in it from the early, this time of the morning anyway. You know, I tell you, that would be a great song, you know, for some of the local establishments out there who want to have a little bit of great sounds. Or, you know, I don't think you ladies want to get up every single morning to do drive-up windows. So in the early morning,
I'm up that early.
You're up very early. Now you said you have how many women are doing the performance now with you guys now?
About 21.
21. There are many. There are, of course, many of them either not in driving distance or working today. Retired people here and there. One person that I don't see is our good friend Phyllis. Phyllis Bernard.
Yep.
Phyllis is. You always hear Phyllis's voice. You get that very distinctive bass baritone voice as well.
Phyllis is in Canada.
She is.
She's picking up her potatoes up in Aroostook County, actually, as we speak.
Uh-huh.
I should say she's been in Canada, and she's on her way back through Maine.
Okay.
And she was very disappointed that she couldn't be
with us. I'm sure.
But maybe she's listening to us.
Yeah, because she can listen to us online as well. And now you also have, Angie's been with you for a long time as well, right?
Yes.
Angie's been your director.
Yep.
And also Denise is with you as well, right? Denise Kelleher?
Yep. Yep, Denise is with us, and Angie is still with us. Angie and Diane just have been at our international competition this weekend.
Yeah, as Denise and Angie, and especially Angie, is supposed to also, she mentioned this last year, that she's also part of a few other singing people
as
well.
Yeah, actually her quartet placed 15th, which is their highest ranking, mm-hmm. since they've been competing, and they won the Accord Award for the largest improvement from a prior competition. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very proud of them and very happy for them.
Yeah, normally Angie is always in the front and her back is towards the people. You don't see her a lot, but she, like last year, as I remember seeing her at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church, she does come out with the other groups, the other group that actually sang. You had quite a good amount of people there last year. You got a good amount of participants. From last year, are any newer members from since the last time we spoke? Any new members attending or actually they joined?
Yeah, we have a new young lady, Shirley, uh-huh. from Stoughton, just joined us. And actually she just brought, we just had a group of open houses. In fact, our holiday chorus is kicking off this week.
Uh-huh.
So
Madonna Man, our nurse.
This Wednesday, the 11th, uh-huh. Veterans Day, and then the next Wednesday, the 18th. And then the following week is Thanksgiving, so we're not going to rehearse on Wednesday that week. We're going to rehearse on Tuesday, same place at the Good Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
So for those 3 weeks, we're going to introduce two holiday songs. So ladies of all ages, please come and join us, and we're going to have a great time. And then you can perform on our show, which is on December 6th, also at the Good Presbyterian.
Excellent.
We're not a member of – we rehearse at the church. That's our rehearsal location, but mm-hmm. we're not – that we're not affiliated with the church.
Right, exactly. All right, our next tune.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down.
Let's try that again.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. And it's when it's live, it's kind of tough to, yeah.
Do 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 down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Don't take
do,
your
do,
love
do, down,
away
down.
From me.
Comma comma down.
Don't
do,
you
do,
leave
down.
My heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now you know, I know that it's true. Don't say that
this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Do, 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 down, do, be, do, down, down. Come, down, do, be, do, down, down. Come, down, do, be, do, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
You need those down doobie doo down downs when you have all those high pieces and stuff like that. You need that. Sue, that you had mentioned, you've been with it for a while now. What do people need? You know, if they want to become a brand new person, as Joy had mentioned, if you really want to come to be a singer with the Notable Blend, how easy it is to join
up? It's very easy. All you need is the courage to go to a rehearsal. I read about Notable Blend in the Taunton Gazette for a couple of years, and I noticed that they were meeting every Wednesday. It took me a couple of years to get up the courage to go, and I just love it. You have to be able to have fun. You do have to be able to sing on key. Mm-hmm. That is a requirement, but you don't have to be able to read music, because we make learning tracks for our members, and most people carry a recorder with them at all times so that they can record rehearsals. You see how you've progressed week to week, and you can fit your voice in with the whole chorus. So it's really easy, and it's so much fun.
It really is. I mean, you do have a lot of fun up there, whether if it's rehearsal or in or on stage. I mean, and, you know, and I've seen you on the Common in Norton last year as well. You know, you were right there next to the library, and it was still a great sound. Even people way in the back could hear you, because even if you don't have a microphone in front of you, it doesn't matter, because the acapella sound, you know, just travels down the line. And I know one of the other places that you're actually going to, you're doing a the Christmas Festival up in Avon, you're going to be doing, and that's coming up on the 13th, which is a Sunday afternoon. I used to work up in that area, and it's a nice small community. I think it's the first or the second smallest town in Massachusetts. It's only like a couple of miles, like mile and a half, 2 miles, if that. But the all of these assisted living areas, you really have a great job with that. I know this weekend you're doing the one at Brookdale. You're doing one at the All American Assisted Living Center and that is up in Hanson. You're doing that one on the 16th of next month. It seems to be that how is the reaction to some of the men and women at the assisted living centers?
I think that's what makes it so much fun to mm-hmm. do those, because that's the generation of people that just absolutely love listening and having entertainment, and we love doing it for them. Mm-hmm. Their smiles on their faces says it all. It's so enjoyable.
And now when you're doing something like that at senior centers or these senior living centers, they love listening to all of these modern ones, the 50s, the Christmas ones, but you also do some of the big band stuff as well, right? You do some of the early stuff from the 30s and 40s.
And they recognize them.
Of course.
And it's great. You see them out there. And if we say to them, come on, sing along, they're right out there singing those songs with us. And you can just see their faces mm-hmm. are beaming. They're enjoying it. And you can't ask for anything more. That's why I got into this.
Yeah.
It's all about doing it and making other people happy.
As they get up and sing, you know, hopefully get up and sing a little bit of a couple of tunes with you or something like that or whatever, do any of the couples get out there and do a little dance down as well.
That I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But they definitely love and especially love those patriotic songs because that's their era.
Right.
And they just get up and they... I've actually been up there crying mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
as we're singing.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it? It really does.
Awesome.
It makes you, it feels good inside. You really, really do inside. One of the other places that I know a lot of people enjoy, Sandy, I know that you're part of the chorus at the Larson Senior Center as well as, yes. as me being the musical director there for the last 20 years. but this is amazing how, you know, that you have seen it. Now, you've been with the Senior Center for a few years. Well, what's the reaction now with you now, you know, as you're a professional singer here? It seems that, I always say, notable blend. Are professional singers. You are. But Sandy, you bring your talents and help some of the ladies at the Senior Center as well as the men.
Right. We have a very good time when we get together and sing. It just puts smiles on our faces mm-hmm. as well as the people we're singing for. And we just sang for the Veterans
yeah,
Breakfast.
Right.
And
last week.
It was goosebumps.
Yeah, that's right.
Before.
Yeah. And the mayor was the musical
yes,
director for that.
Kevin Dumas, the mayor,
yep.
was there. And he directed us.
All right. We have Notable Blend in studio with us. You can go to their website. It's Notable Blend, NOTEABLE blend.org. For more details, you'll have right on their left-hand side of their website, you'll find where they're playing, their mission, the directors, their chorus, the rehearsal location, you name it, is all in there as well. Next tune.
We want to get you in the holiday spirit, and like I said, we have like 6 or 7 performances, so that's pretty much what we're rehearsing these days now.
Mm-hmm.
So
sounds good.
We're going to kick off those holiday numbers.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain and the mountains in reply. Joyous strain, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Get even if you practice it during the season, you know, a few months prior to the holidays, you always get that sense. It's coming, folks. It is coming. But you always get the. It's kind of like everything else. You know, the trees are out there months ahead of time. The cards are out there. But it does. It really puts you in that nice holiday spirit coming up. And as you said, you've got quite a number of Christmas concerts coming up in the near future as well. Next, what do we got? You can say as long as you want. I love listening to you ladies anyway.
Do Christmas again?
Just do another Christmas.
All right, chopsticks? Sure.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. And wait until you see that Merry Christmas tree. So on, Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen.
Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitz, to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. He's coming to wish Merry Christmas to all.
Oh, I like that. They very, it's like a round. So I got
probably everyone that's ever taken piano lessons has played that one on the piano.
I played that when I took accordion lessons back in the 70s as well. I remember that song, that's for sure. You've got, even after the holidays are over, you're still practicing all the time. You're even into January, February, March, you're still doing Wednesday, every single Wednesday that you're doing it from 7 to 9 over the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. Have you ever figured out how many songs you have in the repertoire at all? You've probably got a few hundred of them.
Well, maybe not quite that much because we tend to drop a few as we add a few new ones. And actually, we will be working on, after the beginning of the year, on our two songs for our April contest.
Okay.
That's our area contest, which will be held in Devens, Massachusetts, on May 12th through 15th. Mm-hmm. Again, that's open to the public. If anyone would just like to stop by the Devens Commons Center and hear all the choruses as well as quartets that will be part of the contest, you're welcome to do so. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It really is. And we'll be practicing our two songs to put on the contest stage.
Nice. And this young lady right here, I think this is the first time that I've seen you here in the studio, I think. When you started 2 years ago, you basically came, you came to rehearsals and stuff like that.
Yes.
Since now 2 years later, how has been the reaction now to yourself, to the other ladies?
Oh, they're the friendliest people I've ever met. I really enjoy being with them. I come just to be with them, never mind the singing.
You'll always have a friend, as
that's
I say.
True.
You'll always have
that's
a friend.
True,
you do.
And we formed quartets, and you get them from the chorus. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of people from the chorus, so it's enjoyable to do that too.
Yeah, it really
so
is.
Do more work.
You sound terrific as always. Any more in your repertoire today?
Sure. Got a few more.
Okay, great.
Boudoir.
Yep. Bum 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 bum.
When the sun beats down and burns the tap on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tight they were fireproof, under the boardwalk down by the sea. Blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Bum, 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 bum. Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk, we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
walking above
the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk.
Bum, bum,
now at
bum,
the park
bum,
you hear bum, the happy sound of the carousel.
Bum, bum,
you can bum, almost bum, taste bum, the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea. Yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
under the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Right on the button right there. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here so they can clear their throats for a second or two, and we'll be back with some more songs from Notable Blend in just a few moments.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far.
But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red
Sunday,
for Women.
Sunday, December the 6th, marks the date for the St. Joseph's Christmas Bazaar to be held where else, might I ask you, than St. Joseph's Parish, located on High Street in Central Falls. There'll be delicious Polish food and lots of fun and games for all to be had. And your children can have their picture taken with Santa for a memory you'll never forget. For details about this holiday treat, feel free to call 401-723-5427.
The Walpole Brain Injury Support Group meets the second Wednesday of every month from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. The meetings take place in the community room of the Walpole Housing Authority at 8 Diamond Pond Terrace in Walpole. The support group is a forum for survivors and their loved ones where they can share information about their brain injury with a compassionate and understanding peer group. Before attending your first meeting, contact Joanne Soucy at 508-735-4756.
The Girl Scouts of North Attleboro will be hosting a huge craft and vendor fair starting 9 a.m. on Saturday, November the 21st, at the North Attleboro Elks Hall located on Bullfinch Street. There'll be lots of great gift ideas for the upcoming holidays, including jewelry, homemade crafts, and baked goods. And bonus, the Girl Scouts will happily gift wrap those very special holiday choices.
And we are back with you here at AM 1320. It's just after 9:30. We are here with some of the ladies from Notable Blend. We have six ladies here in studio. They've got quite a number of other ladies that could not make it here today. But our next piece of music that we are going to have now is...
Jingle all the way. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and we got upstart.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah, that is one of everybody's favorites as well. I always remember with the baritone and the bass voice, you can always hear your voice and Phyllis's together doing all that. You can hear that. You can hear
we're
all
missing
of
our horse.
You, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're really the horse.
Phyllis always sings the
I tell you, you really do have fun doing this, though. You really do.
Just wanted to explain the four parts in barbershop harmony.
Yeah.
The bass is the lowest part. You'll hear Diane singing that. And then
she does the doo-wop, dee-dee-dee. Yeah, that's not.
The baritone is the next part up, and baritone kind of like fits their notes in anywhere and everywhere. The lead is the melody. That's the note that you, the tune that you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. And, so their sound is very recognizable. You'll usually be able to pick out the lead when we're singing. And the tenor is that sweet high note that just puts the icing on the whole cake. And
the angelic part of
the whole
harmony. There she is. You can't see her, but our newest lady over here has a halo and wings on her right now as well. All right, we've got a couple more, I believe. Like I said, I could listen to you for 24 hours a day.
Is he staying with Christmas?
Well, we only have Old Holy Night.
All right.
What do we like then?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice.
That is actually one of my favorites as well. I love when Perry Como sings that one. That's a great, great, great tune there.
Well, Don, we always appreciate the opportunity to come and meet with you and sing a few tunes. We've tried to give people a variety this morning, some of our regular repertoire songs as well as some of our holiday songs. Obviously, now we're working on our holiday songs, but we do sing a variety, some show tunes. We've sung Razzle Dazzle. We're working on You Can't Get a Man with a Gun from Annie Get Your Gun, right, which is a fun song to do. And we cover quite a range of genres in our performances. And that's fun, too, because it's not the same thing over and over.
Now, when you're doing something like that, do you wear different costumes? I know you have a couple of changes in your costumes at your holiday shows, but when you do other shows during the year, there must be a couple of changes here and
there.
We
do. Costumes, especially with a group of women, is always fun to decide on what we will.
Are we wearing the same thing? Yeah, you'll be better.
But Mary Ann here happens to be our costume chairperson, so we have to go with whatever she tells us we're going to be wearing.
She's got the stick.
Yes,
she's like,
that's right. That's right.
And just briefly, I know that you're doing some of these other shows that are coming up. You've been with, you know, you've all been doing a lot of work with them. And Denise and Angie are really, who are doing the stuff in front of you and stuff like that, they're really a big part of this as well. Sometimes, you know, I know I was talking to Angie last year and she says, well, it's just them. I said, no, it's not. You know, it's all these ladies there in front. It's making you look really well is having a great director in front of you guys.
Right. Angie is our director with Denise as the assistant director. So they're leading us in and out of the songs. They often will develop the interpretation of a song, how we're actually going to sing it and sing it all together. So they play a very important role in everything that we do. Unfortunately, we don't have either one of them with us this morning. So we're on our own. But, we do need them in front of us.
Yeah. Really do. You really do sound terrific. I mean, I could, like I said, I've been following you for a few years now, and I think actually I got a couple of emails from some people this morning, early this morning when I got here, and says, is the Notable Blend chorus coming in today? And I was looking at it a little while ago before 9 o'clock, and I emailed this woman back. She said, yes. If I remember correctly, she said she's going, I think she's a resident of Brookdale, so she'll be there. And then she had mentioned a little while ago on the other email that I had from her that she's going to see your show at the Good Shepherd Church. So hopefully she'll be there. So maybe she'll be a new singer for you as well.
Well, that's our most recent singer, Shirley. Mm-hmm. We sang at the Stoughton Council of Aging, I think it was in May, or June maybe. And she heard us singing, and she used to be in the sister organization, Sweet Adeline's, years ago. and she missed it, so she's been coming ever since, and so it's just great wherever we can find people.
That's an old name out of the past, the Sweet Adelines. They had some great songs as well, Do you have another one to go? Okay, great.
Oh, you didn't want to do that?
What
did I do?
This one you may recognize. The King family singers used to close the show with this song, as well as Sha Na Na. So if you remember Sha Na Na, you'll probably recognize this song.
Now, are you going to use the arms that as Bowser used to do? Yeah, you got.
No, we don't have any choreo for this one.
Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Do, 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 do.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Do, 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 do.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Do, 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 do.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Do, 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 do.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock.
And baby, I just can't get through.
I hate to leave you, baby, don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yes, good night, my sweetheart. Good night. Good night.
Oh God, I tell you, that is you didn't do the arms, but it still was great as well. I want to thank you, lovely ladies, for coming in this morning. You sounded absolutely terrific. The voices are just angelic, as I said.
No, we want to thank you, Dominic, because we always love coming here. And it's just such a pleasure to see that someone cares so much about us, to invite us again, number one, and to be so knowledgeable about what's going on with our organization. We can't thank you enough.
It is an open door policy, especially for Notable Blend. I say that to a lot of people, but especially for you lovely ladies. Notable Blend is always, always welcome to this station, and in my house too. I mean, Sandy knows where I live.
All right. Well, we haven't had breakfast, so we're coming.
Oh, here you go. But yeah, anytime that your little hearts want to come back,
we'll be back.
I would love to, and we'll probably be seeing you within the next few weeks at some of your shows as well.
Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Well, have yourself a great Thanksgiving as well. But we'll see you at many of these shows coming down.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks so much. Notable Blend here in studio this morning. We're going to take a quick break here. Be back with meteorologist Jim Corbin's updated forecast coming up next.
Madonna Manor Nursing Home, located on North Washington Street in North Attleboro, will hold its annual Christmas Bazaar on Friday and Saturday, November the 13th and 14th. Join in the holiday fun with photos with Santa and enjoy French meat pies and cookies by the dozen at this fun-filled seasonal event.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, I just want to just thank all some of the ladies, the six ladies that were here from Notable Blend this morning. Just sound really terrific as well. In fact, they wanted me to let you know their upcoming season. This coming Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., they're at the Brookdale Senior Living Solutions. That is, of course, the former name of the Canterbury Woods, 100 Garfield Avenue. On Wednesday afternoon, December the 6th, December the 2nd, I should say, at the Catholic Women of New Bedford Center in New Bedford. That's at 7 p.m. December the 6th, which is a Sunday, they're at their annual show at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. I believe that's, they don't have a time here, but I believe it's at 2 o'clock, I believe it is. On Thursday, December the 10th at 7 p.m., they're at the Taunton Public Library. On the 13th, which is a Sunday at 12:30, they're at the Avon Christmas Festival up in the town of Avon. And finally, on the 16th of December, they're at the All-American Assisted Living Center. That is a Wednesday night at 6:30 up in Hanson, Massachusetts, which is the next town over from Whitman. Whitman Hanson up there as well. All right, 9:48, 12 minutes in front of the hour of 10 o'clock here on 1320. Paul Healy coming your way in just a few moments. Right now we have another update on the forecast. Jim?
Well, Dom, Great Harmony there and Great Harmony in the weather today. A beautiful 9th of October. I wish it was still October. November. We're going to have temperatures reaching the upper 50s. Already, we have temperatures that have reached 50 in many locations. A nice recovery from freezing or even lower than that this morning. 24 this morning at Norwood Airport. And Taunton, I think, was 26 at the airport. Again, upper 50s, bright sunshine. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight we'll have clear skies this evening, some high clouds late. Likely one of the nights where it cools off quickly and then it actually could rise towards morning as those high clouds move in. Falling again to 40 and then rising, and then tomorrow some sun early, faded sun, thickening clouds, rain moving in late in the day into tomorrow night. It does look like Wednesday morning, again, Veterans Day, is going to be kind of damp and raw. May not be too much rain, but maybe a few sprinkles or some mist, but kind of windy out of the north, highs in the upper 40s. Again, not great, but it has been worse on Veterans Day. And then on Thursday, sunshine early, then clouding late, rain late in the day and at night once again. In the 50s, and then on Friday, somewhat like today. Looks like today and Friday, if you can think of that, today and Friday, somewhat similar. Mostly sunny highs in the mid to upper 50s, and then colder with a mixture of sun and clouds over the weekend.
Can't complain about it, that's for sure. We get, we're into the first full week of November. We're going to see some clouds, as you said, but at least today, we've got some, a decent day out there as well.
Nice day again. Still some leaves on the trees. They're starting, obviously, to go maroon. If you see those deep maroons and dark oranges, those are usually the oak trees that are starting to lose their leaves now and will continue over the next several days with some windy conditions at times. I would say by this weekend, most of the leaves on the trees will be essentially gone on all of them. By the way, just a quick update in the tropics. Just within the last half hour, our friends down at the Hurricane Center in Miami, they flew a plane out, and we do have now Tropical Storm Kate with winds of 45 miles an hour. It's skimming the northern Bahamas. It's going to stay offshore, as most hurricanes or tropical systems do in November, just because of the jet stream. Maybe our friends in Bermuda might have to deal with it, but as we always say, Bermuda, they know what they're doing there. They have great infrastructure there. It takes a really strong hurricane to cause trouble there. But latest update, we have our 11th named storm of the hurricane season on this November 9th, just about 20 days from the end of the season. Tropical Storm Kate, but again, it should not cause any trouble here in New England.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. All right. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you then, bye.
All right, Jim. Thanks once again. 9:51 on this Monday morning. Meteorologist Jim Corbin, of course, will join us once again, not only tomorrow morning, but he'll also join Paul Healy coming up just after 11 o'clock. Speaking of Paul, he will be having his two-hour open forum with Pontificating with Paul. We're right now at 51 degrees. It actually is a gorgeous day out there. Since it is Monday, first of all, I want to thank some of the lovely ladies from Notable Blend for being here in studio. And they really do have that angelic blending sounds, as we said. So hopefully we'll see them down the line in the next month or so. I know that I am planning. I know my wife and I are planning to go see them at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church in Easton on the 6th of December. I know that as for sure. All right. So 8 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Let's see, what else did I want to do? Oh, yeah, so, well, since Monday, normally we play Motown music, you know, it's a Motown Monday, so we do have a couple of quick songs for you for this Motown Monday.
She said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Yeah.
go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their minds. They pretend to be my friend when all the time they long to persuade you from my side. They give the world and all their own for just one.
That's going to wrap it up for yours truly here on 1320. Once again, I want to thank the ladies from Notable Blend for being here in studio with us this morning. And hopefully they'll be out there this morning and practicing a little bit more, because I'll tell you, they practice for about a good 45 minutes into their other studio here this morning, and they did sound terrific. But yeah, their next show is actually going to be held at the Brookdale Solutions building here in Attleboro this coming Saturday, November the 14th. All right, Paul is up next with Pontificating with Paul. He's trying to pontificate the right way he wants to do it, and he just can't seem to pontificate because all the proletariats are bothering him in the background. Until then, we want to thank all of you fine folks out there for listening, emailing us, and just having a great time with all the music and some of the fun as well. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning at 6:00.